Well, it turns out he did get to chill this summer. He went on an exchange program to France, Paris, Marseille, Cannes, Monaco. It was just as romantic as he imagined. In the fall, he hopes to go to Australia for a one-year internship at a restaurant. Chongla reports that his family came through the May earthquake just fine. Tomorrow on the program...
Okay.
Stuff rise. Slowly.
Slowly.
From NPR host to Iron Chef, look out, I'll be taking my turn at the wok.
Now, wait.
And from China to Italy now, and from food to wine. Italy has finally signed on to the global trend toward wine in a box. That's right, the Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry has authorized producers to package some wines in non-glass containers. Ray Isle is deputy wine editor for Food and Wine magazine. He joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It sounds like this was a long debate in Italy. What finally changed their minds?
Well, many things are a long debate in Italy.
Yes.
What finally changed their minds, I think, was a realization that they weren't going to be able to compete in a global market, which is what wine has become, without changing some of these traditional restrictions they have on regional wines. Because box wine is without any question, a wave of the future. I mean, its percentage of the wine market keeps increasing with every passing year. What's interesting is that the real shift has been towards higher-end box wine, and this is exactly what this Italian decision represents. What you won't see are wines like Brunello di Montalcino, Barolo, Chianti Classico, which are truly the most famous Italian wines. You will see wines like Rosso Canero, Dolcetto d'Alba, Rosso di Montalcino, wonderful wines, just not the absolute premier top of the heap.
What are the numbers here? How much of a demand is there now?
Well, there's a tremendous demand for boxed wine. You know, in some markets, like in Northern Europe, let's say, where Italy does sell a lot of wine, you know, it may be 50% of the market.
Okay.
In the U.S., I forget where it is exactly, but I think it's in the sort of 9 to 12% at this point and growing rapidly. And one thing, you know, one reason that boxes are immensely popular with wine producers is that they're much cheaper than bottles. It's about, a factor of 10 to 1 in terms of packaging cost.
Is there no downside, no weird aftertaste from that bag?
Well, you wouldn't want to do it for a wine that you're going to age over time. You would eventually, I can only assume, get some kind of chemical interaction between the polyethylene bag that's inside the box and the wine itself. So definitely wouldn't want to put your first growth Bordeaux in a bag inside a box. But for, a kind of wonderful, juicy, friendly Dolcetto Alba, why not? And what you're also going to start seeing are Tetra Paks, which are like juice boxes.
Don't tell the Italians.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope once you start on this box thing. You'll find your wine in all sorts of containers. I got an aluminum tube full of wine the other day at work. Sort of an interesting twist.
What are these Tetra Paks like?
Tetra Paks, if you think of a juice box and then expand it to a 1 liter size, it's similar to a box of wine except that it doesn't have the plastic bag inside. So it's really like it's almost like a milk carton of wine. They're very, eco-friendly. They're recyclable. They have, much less of a carbon footprint. You can flatten them out once you're done with them. And the virtue that a box has over a Tetra Pak is that inside that plastic bag, there's no air. And when you open the spigot and pour yourself a glass of wine, the bag shrinks down as the wine goes out, and there's never any air in it. So the wine actually lasts quite a bit longer than something like a bottle or a Tetra Pak. You can have, open your box of Rosso di Montalcino, and 3 weeks later, it'll still be good.
No straw on that Tetra Pak?
Believe it or not, I think I did see an Australian Tetra Pak wine that did have a straw come with it.
Those which, Australians.
The Australians, whatever the trend is, they're going to be out way in front of it.
Well, Ray Isle, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
Ray Isle is deputy wine editor for Food and Wine magazine.